Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It was a very busy weekend, and we got a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff, actually. We've got Raw tonight, NXT tomorrow, a 6th anniversary 2.5-hour Dynamite this week. And then, of course, next week, we have got Tuesday night, a Dynamite versus NXT Invasion show. All of this was set up this past weekend. There was an NXT PLE. There was a Collision show. There was a TNA PLE. Which, by the way, fun fact, are you aware that the TNA PLE this Friday, the main event featured a 21-year-old? Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Plus, all of the news. Subpoenas filed in a WWE shareholder lawsuit. We got New Japan news. Bad Bunny, how that ties into the Super Bowl and WrestleMania. We got a lot of injury updates. Ridge Holland and Kalani Jordan and Hologram. And I don't know what's going on with Ash, but we got to talk about that as well. Ash by Elegance. We've also got some New Japan notes and, of course, reviews of all of the shows. Lots of stuff to get into. We won't get into all of it. That's why you should be a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com, because we, in fact, did get into all of it this weekend, which is a story in and of itself. But we'll talk about as much as we can here today on this show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos. You should grab one at F4W Online. And on X and Blue Sky, it's at Brian Alvarez. So back in a moment with Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What a weekend it was, Tom. What a weekend of shows. What did you watch?
I watched SmackDown. I watched the NXT PLE. I watched BKFC. I watched the finals of the Aki Basho from Japan, in which two Yokozuna squared off on the final day with records of 13-2 and 14-1 going into it. Hoshoryu defeated Onosato in the first match, so they went to an immediate playoff again, in which Onosato defeated Hoshoryu.
We're hemorrhaging viewers right now.
Oh, it was fantastic. Awesome, awesome action this weekend. That was the best of it.
Did she Vanderlei get knocked in the next week?
Hey, listen. Vanderlei's over here. Yes, I did see it. He's over here complaining about having headaches and, you know, he does memory loss. Maybe it's from the headbutts. Maybe it's from the headbutts you were throwing at the guy who's 50 pounds less than you in a boxing match. You know what I mean? Like, he got KO'd for a reason, and it's his own fault. It's not the other, like, he had.
Well, there was a wild post-match brawl and an attack. I mean, there is
Fabricio Verdum's beating up 30 people at once in the corner. What do you want the guy to do? Come on.
It was quite a thing, let me tell you. Well, listen.
I'm glad he's alive.
I want to get the injury updates out of the way first. So I want to start with Ridge Holland. Ridge Holland's getting surgery on Friday. So he's been wrestling for TNA, and they had a TNA taping on Saturday, and he was wrestling Moose. And I don't know what happened because it was a taping, but, man, he went down, and they stopped the match, and Moose helped him to the back, and now he needs surgery. So all the best to Ridge Holland. I believe it's his foot. I'm not sure about that. Hopefully it's his foot, not his knee, because that would likely be a less serious surgery and a quicker return time. So hopefully he's all right. And then Jade Cargill got busted open this weekend in a three-way, which we're going to talk about here in a moment. Right, Tom? Kalani Jordan apparently got kind of knocked a little bit loopy in her match at Victory Road with Lei Ying Li. But she kept working. And
I'm assuming that was off the failed power bomb to the floor.
Whatever
spot.
It was, I think she was trying to hurricane Rana, and she, like, it turned into a power bomb or something. Yeah. So anyway, she landed right in the back of her head, but she jumped right up and kept going, and they cleared her because she wrestled the next day. So
she also kind of crushed Yingling or whatever. What is it?
Lei Ying Lee.
Oh my god, I'll never get that one right. Yayling Lee.
Lei Ying Lee.
Lei Ying Lee.
Yes, correct. Correct. They're one of the amazing warriors. I forget the name of the team.
Oh.
What Angel do they call warriors. Them? Angel Warriors. That's right. That's right. And then Hologram has a knee injury, and he's going to be out for a long, long time. And so, obviously, that screws up a lot of things. There's not going to be the Hologram match with Kyle Fletcher on Wednesday. There's not going to be the Clone versus Hologram feud. Although, I don't know this for sure, okay? So, please don't report this, because I actually don't know this for sure. But I think they're still going to bring Clone in. So, I think that the Clone is probably going to be wrestling every week, or regularly, and probably run up I would guess he'll probably run up another undefeated streak, and then you can have Clone versus Hologram when Hologram returns.
Why didn't Clone just show up as Hologram? You know what I mean?
Well, because they've been building up a clone.
Well, yeah, but you could have just had...
I mean, what they should have done is have... That's, well, it would have to be explained later. But Hologram should have just showed up on Wednesday for the match with Fletcher.
Yes,
but it was Clone. But we don't know that. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
And then later, the guy shows up, and they say, oh my god, it's Clone. But in fact, it's Hologram, and the other guy's been Clone. And then we need a third guy.
Hold on.
Yes.
Is that not what they try to do with Sin Cara?
I don't know. I've had a Clone storyline in my head for years.
Well, did they have an evil... There was an evil Sin Cara, wasn't there?
I think there was.
And then didn't he become somebody else? He became Hunico?
Oh, that's right.
Camacho? It was Camacho?
No. Who was it? I can't remember how that whole
Camacho,
thing
came down. Camacho's Tongaloa.
But anyway, all the best to Hologram. And that was that. Well, I mean, there's so much to talk about, Tom, but I think that we need to go to you first because you are the biggest supporter of Nia Jax.
Oh, no. We're not going to do this during the review of SmackDown? Are we not going to do a full review?
I don't think we're going to be able to get through the full review.
Boy.
I think everyone needs to hear about your thoughts on this match first.
My thoughts on this match? I think what you should do is go read the tweet by Tom Pestock and Chelsea Green.
They did very much put over Nia.
If you want to talk about my thoughts on this match.
Well, here's the thing.
I loved this match.
Oh, stop.
If that's what you're at. Oh. I certainly did.
Well,
have
it
you
was,
met me?
It was
if
something
we're
that
at
needed
from,
to be seen.
If we're looking at this from the standpoint of, did they hit all their spots? Was it flawless? Absolutely not. But that is not what I'm watching professional wrestling for. I'm not watching it for two people to cooperate and put on a good show for me. I want to see people run into each other. I want to see people get beat up. I want to see people get smashed around. And I loved this match. This was... like the biggest departure from what you would normally see on a WWE show that you can imagine. And I loved it. I get somebody's asking me in the chat, is Tom on the beans? No, buddy. I'm on all this Tylenol since my surgery.
They can't just give you over the counter?
It's that Tylenol, man.
Wow.
You got me.
Well, anyway. The match was, I thought the match actually was pretty bad even before the disaster at the end, but oh my god.
Could you take your eyes off of it?
And you know, I will say this because
if they advertise this match again, would you not be anticipating it greatly?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that I'm a biased fella, but I'm really not. And I will say that everyone is blaming Nia for two things in that match. One of them is injuring Jade by throwing her into the steps, and the other one is not kicking out at the finish or whatever was supposed to happen. And I will say, I can't blame her. I have no proof that either of those were her fault. They might have been, But I can't sit here and go, oh, she's terrible, it's all her fault. I mean, honestly, I think it's the referee's fault.
Bro, hold on.
At the end.
Hold on. It's not like Nia grabbed Jade and ran her into the steps head first. You know what I mean? Like, she was feet away from the steps.
Well, what people keep bringing up is
that... Oh, it's too hard and she's done it before? Put your hands up.
She's done the same... Like, she bloodied up Kyrie the same way. So I think people are saying it had to be her fault. But, like, sometimes people just slip running. I mean, it could have been Jade's fault. It could have been... I don't know.
It's not that hard to misjudge the distance on those steel steps and hit the edge of them, even if you put your hands
in. Yes, and my point is, I can't blame her because I don't know. And also, with the finish, they did a spot where Jade hit a move, which Michael Cole, because he's an idiot, misidentified.
It was a scrap.
Actually, it might have been, was it Vic? I think it was Michael Cole. One of these idiots.
It was Michael Cole and Booker T.
So anyway, there's a cover, and then Tiffany's supposed to break it up, but Tiffany is like miles away. She's totally out of position. That's her fault. So Nia has no choice but to kick out. So then Tiffany gets in the ring and covers her, and Nia just lays there to get pinned, and the referee stops counting, okay? Now, this could have been Nia's fault, but, like, everyone is completely confused when she doesn't kick out. And the referee, you know, she goes on her little gimmick or whatever, and then she runs over to Tiffany, and she basically tells her to hit the moonsault.
Nia kicks out and then looks at her.
Yeah.
And is like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And Tiffany looked like she had no clue that she should go for a moonsault. The referee had to tell her. That tells me that the moonsault wasn't the finish. So I think it was the referee's fault. She should have counted the pin when Tiffany made the cover.
It's either that or Jade was going to pull her. But then the finish they went to makes no sense. I don't know what they would have had planned after that. Because Tiffany... You mentioned she hit the moonsault to win, but what she did before that is she dropped the weirdest looking elbow I've ever seen her do in her life on Nia. So that makes me think it wasn't planned.
Yes. Stand by, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody here goes, Vicky DeErico. She's the new blonde ref in NXT. They said you should have her ref. She never messes up. And it's actually funny because I don't know if it was her first match that she refereed, but one of her very early TV matches, something went so disastrously wrong. And I was like, oh man, this poor lady. First one ever. And there's just a... So in fact, there have been things that have gone wrong in her matches. So anyway. I guess the only other thing... I don't think we need to do a full review of all these shows because we don't have time. But... What did you think of that Javon match?
Oh, on SmackDown or on the PLE?
On SmackDown.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
He was spectacular. I mean, not to take anything away from Sami Zayn, who's obviously great in his own right, but Javon Evans hit every high point that he needed to in that match as a wrestler, as a character. And like you mentioned on Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave, I mean, I understand why they didn't pull the trigger and, you know, call it on the fly and have Javon Evans win.
I don't.
But he would be such a star right away off of that.
I heard all about it before I watched it, and I just went into it like, yeah, it didn't bother me at all when it started because I was like, well, yeah, he's not going to beat Sami Zayn, but it's like good. I already had a great match, and it's on national television. Like, this will be good for the guy.
He's going to be elevated.
But, my God, when they got to the last 3 minutes of this match, I was furious again. Like, I was sweating. I was so mad. I was like, you got to pull the trigger on this guy. Like, they are begging for it. They're booing Sami Zayn kicking out, and they're screaming yes. at the referee for being an idiot. Yeah. It's like, now's the time, dude. Come on. But, no. And then, you know, like, everyone this whole weekend, I'm not going to do the rant again. I did it last night. But, like, everybody this weekend is just doing the whole, just give him a few years. This is on television. This is on Twitter. This is everywhere. And it's like, you guys just don't get it. This is something happened in the 2020s. I don't know whose fault it was that they've convinced you that you can't be a champion until you're, like, 40. It's never been like this in wrestling. It wasn't like this in 1937 with Luthez when he won the world title. Not the Intercontinental title or some North American second... The world title, 21 years old in 1937. There have been so many gigantic stars in their late teens, early 20s in the history of this business. And then, like, you know, somebody noted this weekend, TNA had a PLE on Friday. You know what the main event was?
Leon Slater,
21.
The X Division Championship.
21-year-old champion in the main event of the TNA PLE. And meanwhile, everyone's telling me, you can't push someone when they're that young. You guys realize how badly they botched up Thea Hale?
Hey.
Do you guys remember how over she was? But it was like, she's too young. Where is she now? How did that do when they didn't pull the trigger on her because they were waiting? Like, they didn't do anything with her. I don't even know if she's employed right now.
Don't we actually have evidence to the contrary that you should be pushing people at their youngest? Like, think about who's the biggest stars in boxing history.
Dude,
Mike Tyson. How old was Mike Tyson? How old was Cassius Clay?
Bro, it was like a modern miracle when Randy Couture won that title at 40. Remember that? It was like, oh my God, how could someone possibly be a world champion at 40?
A medical marvel.
Now,
one foot in the grave.
Yeah, why don't you go back through like the WWE, like the world and WWE title history over the last I don't even know how long, and see how old you have to be a champion now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, whose fault is this that people, and I'm not talking just like, you know, the company. But like, I heard this all weekend from people on like Twitter and the youth. They're like, oh, you know, he's only 21. Like, when did this become a thing that like you can't be a champion or pushed at 21? When did this start? Because this is a new thing. It's got to be young people. It's got to be these Gen Zs or whatever they're called. I blame them. But anyway, this match was freaking fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Hey, big fan of Sami Zayn starting to get win after win with the Blue Thunder Bomb.
Yeah.
As well. I think it looks better than the running kick in the corner.
So. Yeah, so Javon had the best WWE match of the weekend. And then, like, the best AEW match of the week involved a guy who was 26, Kyle Fletcher. Although, man, he's got a ways to go before he's 42. So I guess we got to wait. But his match with Commander, holy smokes, that match was great.
Do you think you're going to be watching the porno star Kyle Fletcher wrestle in another 16 years from now?
Why not?
Can you imagine that?
Why not?
At the rate that guy goes,
bro,
the pace, the speed.
I realize that, but you know what? Every now and then I hear, like, you know, Hoovy is still wrestling.
Oh, actually, you know what? Weren't you the one saying AJ Styles is going to be crippled back in 2005?
Yeah, when he was taking power bombs on the middle barricade, I was like, this guy ain't going to last.
Jack Evans.
I mean, listen. I don't recommend doing this sort of thing because you do end up with Naitos and Ibushis and
Tom Lawlers.
But like some guys, everybody's different, dude. Look at Jericho. Look at how long Flair lasted. Some people can do this and they just have impossible durability.
Ric Flair was just at the bar holding a 4-minute plank.
Other guys can't do it. So just the way it works out. Anything else from SmackDown before we move on to the next show?
God, I'd have to go look at my notes.
I'm looking at it. There really wasn't a whole lot.
Oh, the Street Profits are the number one contenders for the Wyatt.
Beating Miz and Mello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much, I mean, the things you need to see are Tiffany and Nia and Jade and Sami Zayn and Javon Evans. I mean, those are the two for completely, completely different reasons. And then did you see any Collision?
No.
It was actually kind of newsworthy. So
I saw the highlights.
Yeah, Hologram's out, so we know that. The other newsworthy things are Bowens and Caster did a match together, not as the Acclaimed, and they somehow won, even though they couldn't get along the entire time, and it was just like a disaster. By the way, are you aware of what Vanilla Blake Christian and Lee Johnson's team name is?
The Swirl. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, Bowens and Caster won.
I mean, do you know why?
Of course.
I mean, do you get it?
Yes.
Well, with you.
And then,
for sure.
And then these guys, they go for Jerry Lynn wants them to scissor, but they won't. So I guess the whole storyline is they can't get along, but they somehow win. But they can't get along. They don't see what's going on. And finally, Billy Gunn has to return and get them to scissor each other.
That's what we're... Do we need this?
I guess. Whatever.
I don't even... Okay. I'd rather see Billy Gunn with his family at this point.
Then we...
They need him more, don't they? Do we? Well, I don't know.
We did have the greatest six-man unit I've ever seen, the Outrunners and Dalton Castle. And, man, what a crew they beat. Kevin M., Cowpoke Paul, and Corey Sparks. They need to belt these guys immediately. Fletcher
Cowpoke
Commander
Paul,
was awesome.
Corey Sparks, and Kevin M.?
Yeah.
Those three?
No. And then the other notable thing is Jamie Hayter and Julia Hart. Jamie pinned her with Haterade. And then there was the big post-match schmoz as always. And Jamie ends up issuing the challenge. We are going to get our first ever Women's Blood and Guts in AEW. But because it's AEW, we don't know who, what, when, where, why, nothing. We just know it's going to happen.
Brian.
Yes.
Do I have time to tell a quick story?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Okay. Because that reminded me when you said big schmoz at the end. I may have told this before on air, but one time I was at a show in the back getting ready, and I'm talking to one of the other guys. He's in a match earlier, and it says this match will end with a big schmoz. So I'm talking to him, and he's like, well, I guess we'll just call this finish when he gets here. I guess we'll just call it later. The guy's not here yet. I guess we'll just figure it out later. I'm like, who are you waiting for? And he goes, right here, it says there's going to be a run-in by Big Schmoz.
Oh, my God.
And the match is going to end.
How has there not been a wrestler named Big Schmoz?
I've been wondering that ever since then.
Bro, hold on a second. We just hit on something here.
I don't want to throw Dave Mazzani, the pain train, under the bus.
You think Vinny can come back? Because I just have the best gimmick ever. Big Schmoz. Think about all the different things it could mean.
The schmozzarella?
This is incredible. Big Schmoz. Hey,
we know some people.
How about that? Anyway, that was... we have time, so I'll go over the lineup for NXT. We'll do Dynamite first. We'll do NXT after the PLE report. So Dynamite's got their 6th anniversary this coming week. It's a 2.5-hour show. So we actually have a bunch announced in advance. Moxley, Claudio, and Garcia versus Hangman, Samoa Joe, and Hobbs. Statlander and Darby versus Marina and Wheeler Yuta. Kyle Fletcher versus Orange Cassidy. So Orange Cassidy just returned and will immediately do a job. Jurassic Express is returning. Kenny Omega and Bandito, or Brodito, versus the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. And Tony Storm returns. So that's coming up on Wednesday. We'll talk NXT and more news after the break. Observer Live. You got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Filthy, I know you wanted to mention something about the Paul Heyman promo before we move on here.
Yeah, that Paul Heyman promo about Brock. I mean, obviously that was quite newsworthy in and of itself, but I thought there was a few key words that they dropped in there. You know, obviously you mentioned everybody is in danger when Brock is around.
Yeah.
And the wording of Cody Rhodes saying this doesn't look like a one night thing, I thought that was the most telling statement of what they're trying to do, because I think the more that you mention it with little one-liners like that, the more people pick up on it. Obviously, like we're talking about it right now, it starts to push some of the searches down on the search engines and, you know, kind of washes their hands of that Brock Lesnar situation a little.
Or people start Googling it.
And then what happens?
Well, I don't know.
They're controlling their Google search.
It's very clear that the fan base does not care about Brock and any allegations against him. I mean, they went wild when this guy came back. I mean, there is Vince McMahon legal news, but it has nothing to do with that particular situation. More subpoenas have been filed in the WWE shareholder lawsuit. The suit alleges that Vince McMahon orchestrated the 2023 merger with Endeavor to ensure he remained in power, bypassing other potential buyers who likely wouldn't have kept him in charge, and failing to maximize shareholder value. Is that really like a allegation? I think everybody knew that's what happened. He very much wanted to remain in power. And then, once it got sold, he lost power anyway. So, defendants are McMahon, Nick Khan, Paul Levesque, George Barrios, Michelle Wilson. Plaintiffs claim the defendants enabled his plan and failed to run a fair sale process. Well, here's what I would say about that. I mean,
it's working out pretty well.
Well, I think the bigger issue is, I mean, you can throw in like Nick Khan and Triple H and Barrios and Michelle Wilson and everything like that, but I think that what people forget is that without Vince, it wasn't happening. Like, Vince basically, I don't want to say he held him up, but he was like, if you want to sell this place, like, I'm in control, you got to bring me back. And so, like, they had no choice. So, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, stock is up at an all-time high today. 205 off the back of the Zuffa boxing announcement. And if I can add in a little bit of Vince McMahon news as well.
Well, I just want to finish up by saying that I think that very much, I mean, Vince obviously, I think, returned and orchestrated the merger so that he would remain in power. But everybody else listed in this lawsuit, I mean, what the heck did Triple H have to do with any of this? Or Nick Khan or anybody? It's like, they didn't have any power over any of this. It was all in Vince's hands as the majority shareholder, so.
Certainly not Triple H.
He called the shots.
Yeah. Vince McMahon also called the shots at his 80th birthday party. Had AC/DC, Kid Rock, both there performing, and All the guests were given a statue.
A bust.
A bust of Vince McMahon's head. Maybe if you search Vince McMahon bust, this is what's going to come up now.
Yeah. Book Pro Wrestler says only 100 exists. Vince McMahon gave these busts to his handpicked guests at his lockdown NDA-protected 80th birthday party. Phones not allowed or checked in. A lot of those lately.
Like at the roast?
Yeah. These roasts are The last one sold no tickets, so they canceled it. It's probably a good thing, because these roasts are gonna come back one of these days to haunt some people. I just have this feeling. All right, NXT PLE. Well, we want to have plenty of time, Tom. So tell us your thoughts on JC Jane and Lola Vice for the NXT Women's title. I wasn't mad. I told you all exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, this is one of those things that when I watch it, I almost like laugh as it's going on, because you can see
it was exactly
the way the leaves were laid out.
Exactly.
Oh,
as we predicted.
Fallon Henley gets kicked out after interfering, and then that's when the match began. Then I was just waiting for the next time somebody was going to interfere. Even in the backstage, during this very show, I think, they played up tension between Lola Vice and Lainey Reed, and it was clear that somebody was going to interfere in the main event. Most likely Lainey Reed, who unfortunately earlier in the day was revealed as, I guess she injured her foot.
Yeah.
Driving her knee.
I know.
Through Candice LeRae's chin.
Oh, my God. That was so brutal.
But, yeah, she's in a boot, it appears now. So they had somebody, maybe it was Mandy Rose underneath all the black hitting that
dude,
pump knee.
It could have been a guy. That person was dressed head to toe. They look like
Uriah Connors.
God, no, they look like who was a guy in WCW that I once wrote a poem about? He had that ridiculous outfit. It was like in a Steiner feud or something. I don't remember. But anyway, this person was like head to toe, like, but they hit Lainey's finish. Because at the end of the day, I think it was supposed to be Lainey, but she hurt her foot. And so they had to dress up somebody to pretend to be Lainey to do the finish they wanted to do, to screw Lola Vice in Vice Town with her father in the crowd.
Vice
after
City.
They told us at the beginning of the frickin' match, it's her third time challenging for this title. And she failed again. Yeah, the mystery man. Mystery man, mystery man.
It looked like the WCW Halloween Phantom.
Could have been. I'm trying to remember that poem I wrote. Mystery Man, Mystery Man. Outfit like a giant can. I can't remember the rest. It was in the Frank A. Gotch. I remember writing it, and I laughed so hard. I was crying at this stupid poem I wrote. And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed. Ah, the good old days. Back when this business was full of joy and not constant pain. But yeah, Lola Vice failed.
You okay over there?
JC Jane beat her. I was dying. I was laughing. I was laughing during this match. I was like, because you know what? I talked about this on the video show yesterday. It was like, obviously Lola should have won. It's her third time challenging. She's super over in NXT. She's super over in AAA. Like, everybody loves her. Her father's there. It's like, we've done the thing with JC. Like, okay, you know, it's time. And I just knew she was losing, because this is what they do. And so I thought, what's the worst, like, what's the dumbest possible thing they could do in this match? And I came up with a scenario, and they actually did the exact same stupid scenario I came up with. It's incredible. Beat her in front of her father. Lainey Reed, of all people, is responsible. JC retains the... I was just like, oh my God, they did it exactly as I thought it would be done if they were incompetent. It was amazing. And then Obafemi lost the title to Ricky Saints. It was a good main event. Not like a blowaway match. Crowd didn't understand the Tornado DDT finish. But that
was
They've
been trying
finish.
To get that over for weeks now.
Yeah, but he only Saints wrestles finish. Once a month. That's the problem. Ricky's last match was like September 3rd. So they just haven't done it enough for people to recognize what it is. So he's the new champion. Clean as a sheet, by the way. Ethan Page beat Tavion Heights. Also clean as a sheet. They're going to do Ethan and Wagner Jr.
Well, at least they got the memo that Wagner Jr. was more over as the opponent than Tavion Heights. Poor Tavion Heights. That's another guy. Shot after shot at Ethan Page.
Yep.
Just loses.
Yeah.
Where and what? Whatever happened to Tyra Mae Steele? Has anybody seen her?
I think that
Anyone?
She just... You know, it's funny. It's,
Real American Freestyle?
She just wasn't ready, and I think they just took her off television. Which is funny because there are other people in this promotion that aren't ready and they don't take them off television.
Wow, that's interesting too, because didn't she get the big push winning LFG?
Yeah, she did.
Wouldn't you think that the scouts there would have had that one picked, right?
Well, maybe we need to ask Bully Ray. Jordan Grace and Blake Monroe, weaponized cage match. Like, it was supposed to be like a serious, hardcore, I mean, think about the words, weaponized cage match. Instead, Blake comes out with like pink trash cans and blow dryers for weapons, even though there's no outlets to plug them in. I'm like, oh my God. This is straight out of like 1993 Superstars of Wrestling. And Jordan won.
Straight out of WOW.
Yeah. Golly. The wrestling was all right, but it was so vanilla. I mean, the only, whatever. I talked about this last night. Sol Ruka against Jada Parker. This was another one. You know, classic booking back in the day is if you have a replacement, you know, the fans paid to see Sol Ruka against Lainey Reed. No one actually paid for that, but in theory.
What?
And so, but Lainey Reed can't wrestle, so they put in a replacement. And the replacement is actually, I think, moreover than Lainey Reed or Sol Ruka. Place is going nuts for Jada. They've been going nuts for her for months. So, of course, she lost. Because that's what they do. Cool. Sol's still the champion. And then Javon Evans and Josh Briggs. Astonishingly, Javon had an incredible match with this guy. And he won.
Inamura also had a good match with Josh Briggs.
Well, Josh Briggs, I think, is actually pretty good.
Okay, so where was the astonishing part coming from?
You had a guy who was pretty good.
I was being sarcastic. Javon Evans.
I was being sarcastic. Astonishingly, they had a great match. They had the best match on the show. Yeah. Somebody here says, why would the blow dryer be more dangerous if it were plugged in? Well, it could heat up. You could burn the other person. You could throw them in a bucket of water and then throw that thing in and electrocute them. I mean, there's things you can do with a plugged-in hair dryer that you can't do when it's unplugged. Do you understand?
That was one of the worst
clearly
questions I've ever,
a bald
I've
person
seen
sent that
make it to
in.
Air.
Yeah.
Was that Royce Isaacs?
Might have been. Yeah. R. Isaacs, it says here.
Oh, yeah. Rick O'Shea sent that one in.
So anyway, I mean, the NXT show, I mean, I'm just like over NXT. Oh. But even like if I wasn't, it was just a generic show. There was nothing great except the Javon match. Everything else was just like maybe good, nothing bad. It was on the low end of NXT PLEs.
I'd like to add a clarification too, because we've talked about this multiple times, and I was contacted by Paul Fontaine of Youth himself, and he said the reason why
Paul Fontaine of Youth.
Yeah, I was putting him over a little bit, you know?
He's a grandfather.
Well, that's what keeps him looking young and spry.
Anyway.
Anyways, the reason why, when they're doing the head-to-head NXT against Dynamite, that it's Collision on the Wednesday is because that's a Collision taping. And there will not be any wrestling on that Wednesday. So during the week, the only show will be that Dynamite show. Collision will air, I believe, on Saturday. And it's, I think, the opening night of the NHL on Wednesday that Paul said will be on TNT Sports or whatever.
Thank you, Paul Fontaine, young man, or whatever you called him. I got more after the break, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I got two things I got to get into. Our bald friends being argumentative about the blow dryer. Meanwhile, we got people in the chat here noting you can put powder in the blow dryer. And when you turn it on, hot powder gets blown in somebody's eyes. Mm. Correct. Person goes, if your hair gets sucked into a blow dryer, it's bad news. Correct. Folks with long hair would know that. A lot of ways to hurt somebody with a blow dryer that's plugged in. Now, I think we're in an era. We're not only in an era where like you can't get a push if you're 21. But we're in an era where we announce things, but we don't give you any details whatsoever. There have been three this week, okay? AEW announced we're going to have women's tag team titles. But we're not going to tell you when, how, where, nothing. They're just coming someday. AEW announced a women's Blood and Guts. Actually, they didn't even announce it. We just know at some point, somewhere, with some people, there will be a women's Blood and Guts. And then, my dear Ava announced that on this head-to-head battle on Tuesday night next week with AEW, there's going to be a men's and women's NXT versus TNA Survivor Series match. But we don't know who's going to be in it. That will be discussed on Tuesday's NXT television show. Could be anybody representing those teams.
What I do know, Brian, it's a fact, is that this past weekend I did commentary for MLW Fury Road, which you can find on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. Some great matches. Austin Aries against Kushida. And also this Saturday, I'll be doing commentary once again for MLW at MLW Slaughterhouse in Los Angeles.
Very good. Very good. Our hairless friend notes, if blowing hot air at you is dangerous, your shows would need a warning label. We're out of here. I've had enough of this disrespect. Thank you, Tom. At least you're a fine man today. Thank
and
you,
I'm not
folks
follically
in the
challenged.
Chat. We'll talk to you all next time. Wrestling Observer Live.